Zog the Gemara daf tezvav amit beis the last line. Va'omar reb chome b'reb chanina loma nismachu oyalim l'necholim. What's the connection in the pasuk that we compare oyalim tents referring to bottom midrashes l'necholim streams and rivers? Dichsev, like it says in Parshas Balak by Bilam when he said matoy v'alecha, he said k'necholim natoyu kiganois aleno k'olim nota. So we're comparing in the same pasuk necholim, streams and rivers, to oyalim, to bottom midrashes, to the oyalim. Loimilcha to tell us ma necholim mal nesodim mituma l'tayra, just like a river, just like a stream, just like a mikveh mile a person from tuma to tayra. Af oyalim so to bottom midrashes mal nesodim mikaf choyve lekaf schus. It brings up a person from kaf choyve to kaf schus. As Yadu Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Shaar Dalad Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Lamed Aleph, he says, "Steht in the Gemara in the end of Menachos, Ma'idich Siv." It says, "Zois Teira Lo'oyla Lemincha Lachatz La'Oshom." Kol Oisik B'Teira. Whoever's Oisik B'Teira, he doesn't need Ein Tzorich Lo'oyla V'Lemincha Lachatz La'Oshom. Teira is Ma'ala a person without the Karbonus. And furthermore, he says, "State in Pasuk," or the Mishnah says in Ovis, "Umachsharta Liyos Tzadik." Torah makes a person into a tzaddik, a machshartoy. It uses the lashon of machshartoy, lashon hechsher. Hechsher meaning to be machshir a kli. There's numerous ways you can be machshir a kli. You can be machshir a kli through hagola. You can be machshir a kli. You have to be poigamit first. You can be machshir a kli. You have to have me'es le'es 24 hours that it's not used. These are all tips, different types of achshara. But then there's one type of achshara that's called libun chomur. When it goes through a fire, it doesn't need pegima, it doesn't need me'es le'es, it doesn't need all the other steps. Libun chomur is automatically machshir it. That is what Torah is. Torah state in Poskin Yirmiyah, haloikoy dvora ka'esh. Torah is like fire. It's malabantoy umachshartoy. It totally is machshirim. Even if a person is averus, even if he has chatoyim, Torah is machshartoy malabantoy. It's libun chomer. It doesn't need hagola. It doesn't need pekima. It doesn't need meis leis. Torah has the special unique sgula that it's machshartoy. And any averi says, not like the toyim say, that certain averis, Torah doesn't help tshuva, doesn't help anything. No. Torah is malabantoy umachshartoy. It's like fire itself. True, a person might need Yisurin sometimes, but Torah has something like oil and necholim that just like it's Maila Odom Yituma L'Taira, so too it's Maila Odom Yikav Choyva L'Kav Schus. Zog Demo Vayta HaKoyra L'Mafreya Lo Yotzo. If you read Kriya Shema out of order, you are not Yotze. Zog Demo Reb Ami V'Reb Asi Avako Katrin Le Ginnano L'Reb Elozer. Zog Drashi Yidu Koyshrin Chupa L'Asiyo Yisho. Reb Elozer was getting married, so they were tying the chupa at the day of the chasana. Omaluhu. So Reb Elozer said, Adahochi vahochi, while you are tying the chuppah, Ezel v'eshma milsa de v'medesha. Let me go to the base medesh, and if you hear something, a shmua, and I'll come back and I'll recount, re-say it over to you. V'aisi v'emeluhu. Ozal ashke letane de katoni kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. He found the tane dashing in front of Rabbi Yochanan. As follows. Koga v'to, if someone is reading Kriyashma, and he made a mistake, and he doesn't know exactly where he's holding, where he had made the mistake. So where do you go back to? So be'emtza perek, if you're in the middle of the perek, the middle of a parsha, so yachzel roish, you go back to the beginning of that perek. Be'em perek le'perek, you're not sure which perek you're up to between prokim, so yachzel perek rishon, you go back to the first perek. Be'em ksiva le'ksiva, let's say you're doubtful where you're up to. Twice it says in the pasuk uchsaftom. So you're not sure if you're up to the first uchsaftom or the second uchsaftom. Which one do you go back to? Zog the Gemara, yachso leksiv rishoyne, you go back to the first uchsaftom. Over here, it's brought down in the poskim. It's brought down in the Taz. The Taz brings a very interesting question from the Maralmi Prague. The Maralmi Prague asks, why does the Gemara say that if you're mesupik, being ksiva leksiva, there's two uchsaftoms, why does he have to jump to uchsaftom? There's a pasuk before that, ukshartom, ukshartem. So it says twice ukshartem, which is written before uchsaftom. So why does the Gemara say, if you're mesupik, being ukshartem, ukshartem, you should go back to the first one? Why do we go to uchsaftem? Zogt the Taz, or the Maralmi Prague, gives an answer, and he says there's a difference. Over here, it says ukshartom un ukshartem. So one is a komatz and one is a segel. So mele, you're not going to make a mistake between the two. they're spelled differently. One is ukshar tom and one is ukshar tem. Masha'enken uchsaf tom is written the same way. So over there you can be mesupik which one. So you go back to Rishon. That is the teretz that he gives. The Taz himself has a different kasha, and he says it twice. It says b'shiftchom veisecho. So you could have. It says earlier in the parsha. It says b'shiftchom veisecho. So maybe you're mesupik which b'shiftchom veisecho. On that he gives an answer that a person is only toya at the end of the parsha. B'shiftchom veisecho written the first time is written earlier into the parsha. So in the beginning, a person doesn't make mistakes. He's not mesupik. The suffix only starts later into the kriyas, and that's when you start being mesupik. And that's what the Gemara says between ksiva l'ksiva. You go back to the first uchsaftom, but you don't go by ukshartom. There's no shit suffix because one is ukshartom and one is ukshartem. B'shem demaral miprag. Now there's another din brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Daled that if a person is davening b'tzibur, and now he is mesupik if he's up to the first uchsaftom or the second uchsaftom. So it depends. If he's davening with the tzibur, and he usually holds up to par where the tzibur is up to, and he sees the people around him are up to leman yirbu, so then you can assume that you're up to the second uchsaftom. Because if you're always strolling behind, then you're not up to par. Okay, so maybe you're up to the first one. But if you see the tzibur around you is up to leman, so obviously when you said now uchsaftom and you don't know which one you're up to, you can assume you're up to the second one because the mistava you're holding where the tzibur is up to. Zog the Gemara, Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, this din is loishonu elish leposach b'leman yibu yameichem. So there's a different machlokes we showing him how to learn up this Gemara. One way to learn is loishonu elish leposach b'leman yibu yameichem. Once a person started Leman Yirbu, and he's Leman Yirbu and onward, he's up to Vayomer. So, Sirche Nokat Va'osi, since Vayomer is Shogar Befiv, so if you made a mistake over here, don't assume you made a mistake. You don't know suffic mistakes. Over here, you can assume you said it correctly. It's Sirche Nokat Va'osi. That's how the Rashba brings one pshat in from Leman Yirbu onward, you're more. It's more Rogel al-Lashoyna, it's Shogar Befiv more. The question on that is, Fakert fact, the Rashba. Leman Yirbud is a tzad of Vayomer. Vayomer is a tzad in Marobah. They didn't say Vayomer at all at night, because there's no Parsha of Tzitz at night. So why should it be more Shogar? If anything, it should be less Shogar Befiv. It's something that's less common that you say, because you don't say Yom Velayla in Marobah. So he says in Upshat, he says, this din, that you assume that you go back to the first Uchsaftom, if you're Mesupik, which one you're up to, is only you didn't start Leman. But once you already start Leman Yirbu, so you're further into the game, so to speak, so then you can assume you're up to the second Uchsaftom, if you're Mesupik, and you can start from there. That's the Hemshach of the Gemara. Loishonu elish lepasach Leman Yirbu. Then you go back to the first Uchsaftom. Masha'en kein al pasach Leman Yirbu yameichem, then sirche nokit va'osi, then you can assume he's up to the second one. Zog the Gemara, so back to the Maisa. Rav Ami Rav Asi was in the middle of, they were in the middle of tying the chuppah, and Rav Elazar went to go to the Beis Medrash to hear a shmua, and he heard the shmua. So Osava Omalu, he went back to tell them this shmua of, you go back to the beginning of the Perek, you go back to the Pasha, you go back to the first Uchsaftom. Zogdi Gemoga, Osava Omalu, Omule. So Rav Ami Rav Asi said back, Ilu loy boral lishmoya dova zedayenu. If he wouldn't have arrived and come here only to hear the Shmua, it would have been sufficient. And Dayenu, we see over here that while the Gemara is recounting, while they were tying the chuppah, they were oisik and tearing whatever they were doing. So the Gemara is recounting when this took place. But ilu lebanan lekan, it would have been Dayenu. Zog the Mishnah, ha umnin koyrin b'roish ha'ilon. Umnin that are workers, they're being paid by the hour. So when it comes now to Kriyashma, they can't come down of the tree. They're in the middle of their job. They're plucking prunes. So they have to go say Kriyishma up there. Like Rashi says, Binyan Shalavonim. They koira wherever they are on the top of the tree, on the top of a nidvach, a pile of stones. They have to be koira up there and they can't afford to come down because they're in the middle of a job. But when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to Shmona Esrei, explains Rashi, the tzlus rachmehi uboi kavana. Tefillah needs more kavana because, after all, the kavana of tefillah is not like Kriyashma, where Kriyashma the kavana is very minimal. It's we paskan the hilchos of pasuk rishon. You need kavana by pasuk rishon. So at pasuk rishon, since it's a small amount and time span, so you can say have the proper kavana even b'roish ilam b'roish nidvach. Mashenken tefillah, which needs much more time span of kavana, so that's why they're not mispalah b'roish ilam. They're not mispalah b'roish nidvach. Because they're scared they might fall, they can't concentrate, so that's why they have to come down and they can't be mechaven if they're up there. Zog the Mishnah weiter, chosen potter mikriyash malayla yishayna. A chosen, before he does the bias mitzvah, he's potter mikriyash malayla yishayna. How long is he potter? Va'ad motzah shabbos him le'osa maisa. Meaning, if he did a maisa bia, so then he's chayv after the maisa. Not Lila, whenever that is. But if he did not do a Maisa, then he has 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos. And after that already, even if he lost a Maisa, he's already more at ease and he's not torud betir than a mitzvah. So it's chosim potim mikriyashma. Not just Isaac b'mitzvah when you do a Maisa mitzvah. Not just Isaac b'mitzvah when you go towards a Maisa mitzvah. But chosim potim mikriyashma, even when you're torud b'machshevis mitzvah, you're potim mikriyashma Lila b'shoina until Matzah Shabbos im lo yosa Maisa. Lahalocha bizman hazeh, a chosin is chayv in kriyashma, because we say that you're not going to be mechaven anyways. So it's yuara, it's considered haughtiness to say, I can't be mechaven to kriyashma, so I'm potter. Because how much are you mechaven when you're not a oisik b'mitzvah, when you're not tor b'dvar mitzvah? So your kavana, the extent of our kavana, is not be'etzim what we need, so you can't say that a chosin is potter, so a chosin is chayv bizman hazeh. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Umay sebrem gamliel shenose isha. Gamliel got married. V'kor alayla yishayna in the red kriyashma the first night. Omuloi talmidov, the talmidim told him, limaretonu rabbeinu, after all you taught us, shechosen potter be kriyashma. Chosen is potter. So why are you being mechayv yourself? Omalehem, eini shomei alechem, levatle emenu malchus shemayim afilu shorachas. I'm not listening to you. I'm not going to levatle malchus shemayim afilu shorachas, and I will read kriyashma even layla yishayna. Fractasis right away. L'chor, it seems like a maisa lister. We just said chosam potem kriyashma layla b'shoino, and then we're being a maisa, then Gamliel read kriyashma the first night. So Tasis, no. Lav, the third Tasis, lav maisa lister. It's not a maisa lister. The Kamashman is coming to tell us adarabba. Im godlu, if he's a godlu like Rabbi Gamliel, ubeiteach ba'atzman, he's assured of himself, sheyuchal is kavan, that he could be mechavan, v'uroyal little as Hashem, and it's not called Yura, he is deserving to be loyal to Hashem, that he can be mechavan to read it correctly, even layla b'shoino. Then he's entitled, he's allowed to. So it's not a maisa lister, faker, it's a raya. It's not a maisa lister. Chosin is potter mikriyash malayla v'shoino, because you can't be mechaven. But if you're a godl, then you could be mechaven, so then taka reshus b'yodoy. It's coming to imply that if you're not that status, not that caliber, then you're taka potter. So it's not a maisa lister, it's a maisa, it might even be mesayah. It can tell me that if you don't fall into that category where you can't be mechaven, then taka reshus b'yodoy. But if you can't, then taka chosin is potter. Zog the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Ha'umnin, koirin b'roisha, ilon b'roisha nidvach. The umnin, they read kriyashma on the top of the tree and the top of the pile of stones. Umispalin, and they daven even tefillah b'roisha zayis b'roisha te'eno, if they're on an olive tree or on a date tree. So then they're mispalin even tefillah. Why? Zog Rashi. Because shanafeim erubim, there's many, many branches and leaves. V'yichonin lamed shom shlebi doichak. You can stand there without being concerned that you might fall. Ve'ein shom pachad lipol. It's such a wide tree, you feel secure even up there. Lefikum ispalim beroishom. Aval b'shari lonois. Masheng zok debraisa b'shari kol ilonois. Yodim lamatim ispalim. Other trees, then that's then in the Mishnah that you have to come down and daven because they're not as secure as a date tree and an olive tree. That's the girsa how Rashi learns. The Rif has a girsa that no, fakert. Because it's such a branchy tree, so it's a big tircha to come down. So that's where the kimim spal up there. Not because they're more secure. Because it's a tircha to come down, because it's such a branchy tree, so it's harder to come down. So al kaponim, that's where they can be diving up there, mashing, and other trees, they have to come down. But either way, other trees have to come down for tefillah, because tefillah boi rachmi, you need kavona. And it's longer than kriyashma, which is only the first pasuk. Masha'enken b'roish ha'zayis b'roish ha'teino. Then even mispalin, either because it's secure, like Rashi says, or because fakert, it's more of a tircha to come down. But those are the only exceptions of trees that can even daven up there. Now, u'balabayis, masha'enken u'balabayis, the balabos, he doesn't have to worry about his job. He owns the business. Ben kach uven kach yoyed lamato. He has to come down to the tree, no matter what. He has to come down, even if it's a zayis tree, if it's a tena tree. Umispalel, v'shein daitoy, yusheves olof, fakert. He's not daitim yusheves olof. It's not the proper way to daven up there. So he has to come down, and he can't say, I'm working with someone, he's the balabos. So Rashi, do eina meshubet l'malach, he's not meshubet to the job, shubet shuz hatzma, he owns the business. Now the reason why he has to come down, v'shein daitim yusheves olof, mi ba'asusoy, he's being scared to daven up there. V'mikelu eitz apoylem, just because we're make up apoylem, that the lado daven up there by Zayis or by Teino, or the lot of say Kriyashma on old trees by Poyolim, We're only makel by a poil because of bitul malacha. He's working, he's getting paid by the hour. So bitul malacha, not to take away time that he's being paid for, so he's allowed to daven up there, or he's allowed to say kriya shema up there, or daven up there if it's a zayis or a teina. Basha enkin, the balabos, he owns the business, so mish machmas by tusa, he's not mechaven, he obviously has to come down. Frektay sakasha, why do you have to say the balabais comes down? Because not dait is not yusheves olav. If we learn that from the Gemara in Daf Yud, that you can't daven in a place that's elevated, it has to be mamakim, and fakert, you can't stand on a stool, on his chair, because he might fall, so typically you have to come down, because you now can't be mamakim gavoya, not just because ain't daitim yushev esolof. That's because you're on a tree. Yeah, that's because you're on a chair, I mean. So then taka, you're not allowed to be a mokum gavoya. Aval be ilon she'ola shom lasis malachte have a kumoy aliyah. Masha'enk in a tree is like being on a second floor base medrash. If your base knesses is located on the second floor, that's not called mokum gavoya. That is the floor. That happens to be on the second floor. But that is the floor. That's not called mokum gavoya. Mokum gavoya means you're standing on a stool or a chair. Then it's takaliyam and odom makom gavoya. Masha'enken over here, you're on an elon. Since the elon is looked upon as if you're on a makom aliyah, so that's like a second floor. So mitzad that you would not have to go down. It's not considered makom gavoya. The reason you have to go down is only because ain't daitim yusheves olov. That's what Tosfos answers the sugya. Zok the Gemara the following contradiction, the following stira. Rami le Rav Mori brei de Bashmuel. Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Rashi over here says his father was the famous Issa Giyura. Sometimes it's called Mori Bar Rochel. Uba Shmuel, she was the daughter of Shmuel. V'nishbiz lebein ha'amim, she was taken into captivity amongst the Gentiles, amongst the goyim, k'dom b'ksubis chav gimel. Ubal le'echot v'nisabro, and Issi was Baal Leo, and he was born, Mori was born from this Bia. V'achach nisgayer, and then Issi was megayer. V'shmei Isu. That was Issa Giyura. Rav Mori Brei Hoyrosa Shla Bikdusha Hava. Since he might have been born after his father was Megaya, was Leidosa Bikdusha, but Hoyrosa, his conception was Shla Bikdusha when she was taken into captivity. So Lekach Loi Hainikal Shem Ovef, he wasn't called Rav Mori Ben Issa. He was called Rav Mori Bar Rochel. Or he's called Rav Mori Broda Bar Shmuel, Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Didn't want to mention his father's name, even though he was Megayer, because Hoyrosh Shlebikdusha, so that's why they didn't mention him as Issa Giyure, Rav Mori, the son of Issa. Upon him, what was the steer Rav Mori asked? Romel Rav Mori Brei de Bashmuel, L'Rove. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Ha'umnin koin b'roisha ilon v'roisha nidvach, umnin read kriyashma. B'roisha ilon v'roisha nidvach, on top of a tree, or on top of a pile of stones. Al meloi boi kavona. We're assuming now that they can continue working their work, they're doing their job, they're continuing their work, whatever they're hired to do, while they're saying Krishma. That means you don't need kavona. Because you can't have kavona if you're doing your job. Uramina, I'll ask you a kasha. Hakoy reshma, so shechavan is libo, you have to have kavona. Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, you have to have kavona when you say Shema. Ulaluna oimel, haskes u Shema Yisrael. Malahalam behaskes, haskes means you have to have kavona. Afkan behaskes. So how do you tell me that a woman is Kriya Shema B'Roi She'ilon, which means he continues working while he's saying Kriya Shema? And here we see you need Kavona by Shema. How could you work and also have Kavona? So the Gemara Ishtik, Omalei, Midi Shmielach Baha, do you have an answer to this? Omalei Hochi Omagav Sheshes. That which we say that the umnin is kohen b'roish ilon doesn't mean they continue working while they're saying Shema. V'hu shebetelin mimalachton v'koyin. They have to stop working and say Kriya Shema while they're not while they're working. Then that's when they kohen b'roish ilon. But avada, you can't work while you say Kriya Shema. Fekemov Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Beis Hillel Oimrin, Oiskim mimalachton v'koyin. They continue working and they read Kriya Shema. We see behind you they do continue. So Gemara loy kasha. Hobe perek rishon, hobe perek sheni. And Tosfos right away says it doesn't mean perek rishon, it means posik rishon. Because according to Rava, we pass in hilchsik Rava that only the first posik needs kavona. So hobe posik rishon, hobe posik sheni, which means that when you say the first posik you need kavona, then you have to stop and drop what you're doing. And there's no working, there's no banging the hammer while you're saying Shema Yisrael. Mashenke perek sheni or posik sheni from after the first posik and onward, from Vahafta, so then Yitaka can be Oiskim b'malachtam v'koyrin, and that's the fundamental difference, that you can't be mechaven while you're doing something, is only referring to the first pasuk, but then onward you could be oiskim v'malachta v'koyrin. It's sufficient. Oh, we'll see soon. Later in the Gemara, the Mishbura has a gevaldige kasha from this sugya. He blames it tzorchim. Oh, we'll get back to this. Zog the Gemara vayta tonu rabbonon hapoyalim shoyo oisim malach et balabayis poyalim that are working for the balabayis koyrin kriyashma they read kriyashma umevorchin lefonei avalachero and they make the birchas kriyashma the shtaim lefonei and the achas lachareo depends if it's a night or a day shtaim lachareo so they mevorch lefonei lachareo for oichlim piton and on the job if they have to break bread if they have to eat pas umevorch lefonei they have to make a bracha birchas amoitz beforehand. And they make the birchas hamazon afterwards. Umispalin tefillah shashmaneh esrei and they daven regular shmaneh esrei. Avol, however, ein yodin lefnei hateva. They can't come down and actually daven for the omet, because davening for the omet, that takes up too much time. That means clearly when we're saying over here the mispalel, it means that they can go to a minyan, but it means that they have to leave after tefillah shmaneh esrei because they're not yodin lefnei hateva because that's too much time. That they can't do is Zakdrashi. Ain't Rashoin Lebatim and Malachton, Vilay Lefne Atev, they can't down for the Omid, Lasa Shlich Tzibur, Sheshon Bitter Malachi Yosmi Dai. That's too much of a Bitter Malachim. That means that it implies that they leave right after they finish the Quiet Shmon Esrei, but they can't down for the Omid. They ain't Noise Kapayim, and likewise they can't be Noise Kapayim if they're Kehanim, because again, that's taking up too much time. They have to leave after Shtilah Shmon Esrei. Now, so we see over here in the Gemara that they can daven. And they can break bread, and they make bracha lefoneo, and they make a bracha lachareo, the birchas hamazon, and they daven shmoneh esrei. Now these are two different sugyas where we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing a sugya of kavona. Kavona, we said, kriyashma, they can say on the tree, because kavona of kriyashma is very minimal, it's only pasuk rishon. Mashing in tefillah is rachme boy. Tzilus, you need much more kavona, so you can't say beroish, you have to go down. Here's a different sugya. That was a sugya legabe kavona. Here we're talking about a sugya of poyalim legabe the schar, legabe the wages. Could they daven with a minion? Could they say birchas hamazon? Could they wash their hands and make birchas hamotzi? That's a sugya legabe wages. Meaning, could you be mevatel from the melacha and doing these mitzvahs and doing these things? So we say they can't daven for the omid. It's a different sugya. The sugya before was talking about kavona. We said kavona, you have to go off the tree. Unlike Kriyashma, you can remain on the tree. It's a kavona dikasugya. Here we're talking about a wages dikasugya. Mitzad the wages, so then just bit the malacha yoyse midai, so they can't daven for the omet, but they could daven shmoneh esrei. It's two different sugyas. One is a kavona dikasugya, and one is sugya legabe the wages, legabe bit the malacha yoyse midai. Now, so it says clearly in this braisa that the poilin can do all these things, umispalin shmoneh esrei, but they're not yolif neatev and oyse kapeim. You're telling me they daven shmoneh esrei. We learned in a braisa they only can daven me'ein yutches, which is havineinu, the shortest shmoneh esrei. Om Rav Sheshet loy kasha, depends. Holem Gamliel, Holem Beshur. There's a machlokes Reb Gamliel and Reb Beshur. Reb Gamliel is of the opinion later on in Daf Chof Ches that b'chol yom mispal odim yutches. You always daven the long shmoneh esrei. Reb Beshur says me'ein yutches. You can daven the short shmoneh esrei. So when it says in the braisa me'ein yutches, that's Reb Beshur. When it says they daven regular, that's Reb Gamliel. Frag the Gemara, if it's Reb Shua, Reb Shua, my Iri Polim. Why do we say this name by Polim? Any person is a lot of Davim and Yud Ches. I feel a call out of Nami. Zog the Gemara, Idi Reb Gamliel. Both members are Reb Gamliel. I it says Shmoneh Esrei, and here it says Me'en Yud Ches. And Lachari, you always need regular Shmoneh Esrei. What's up is Me'en Yud Ches? The Gemara, Veloy Kash, it depends. Kam Be'oisin Bischoron, Kam Be'oisin Bisudoson. It depends how they're being paid. What kind of wages are they receiving? If their wages only that they get free meals. So when you get free meals, you're allowed to daven a regular shmoneh esrei. For that minimal wage that you're getting, the balabos is not makbid and you can daven shmoneh esrei. Masha'enkin, when you're actually getting paid besides besudoson, you're getting scharen also. So then you got to be careful what you do. Then you're getting paid besides the meals. So then you have to daven me'en yutches. So it really depends on what kind of wages he gets. Zog du mora, v'otanya, poilin shoy oisim melocha, it's a balabayis. This is a tanya mesieloch. But like we find in the Braisa, Hapoilim show you Oisam Alachet to Balabayis, when they're working for the Balabayis, Koirin Kriyashma, they read Kriyashma, Umispalon and they daven, Vaoichlin Piton, and they break bread, they let them eat the bread. Ve'im Avarch Lefonel, they don't make a Birch Samoitzi beforehand, Zog Rashi, why? She'enim in a Torah, because it's not the Raisa, the Birch Samoitzi. There's a Gears of the Rosh that the Goin brings also, the Gears is Rif and others, that fakir mevarchin lefanel. The reason is because hamoitzi is a very short bracha, so there's no bitum alacha, even though it's a drabon and they're allowed to make it. So it's gears of a mevarchin lefanel because it's not min ha-teira, or mevarchin lefanel even if it's drabon because it's very short. Avol mevarchin lachreil, but they do bench afterwards. Now what do they bench? Shtayim. They only bench two out of the four brachas of birchas hamazon. Ketzad, how do they bench the brachas of birchas hamazon? Brach rishayin kitikuna. The first bracha, they do regular. The reason is because the first bracha is tikkunas Moshe Rabbeinu, that they don't change. They don't chapter with the first bracha. Shnia, the second bracha, peseach bebirchas ha'aretz, meaning they start noida lecha, v'koilon b'ayin Yerushalayim bebirchas ha'aretz, and they koil in one bracha, noida lecha, together with b'ayin Yerushalayim, and they make a synopsis of the two brachas into one. Now, zokti gemara b'amed v'amamurim, when do we say this din, that what? That they make the shortened version of Birchas Hamazon, so to speak, and they coil two together as one. But oisin b'scharon, when they're actually getting paid wages, besides having a free meal, they're also getting paid. Aval oisin b'sudoson, if their wages is only that they get a meal, then oisha ha'ya balabayis meisim imoin, or if the balabayis is sitting with them, so then obviously he doesn't care, he's allowing it, v'ray is there and he's not protesting. So then, mevarchin kitikuna. Then they do regular birchas hamazon. They don't shorten it. They don't put two together as one. So we see clearly this raya. This is the time in Mesiele that we differentiate between oisim besudason if the wages are only a meal, or oisim bescharan and they also get paid. If they get paid, so then they have to take and be careful and they have to do two in one together by birchas hamazon. But when they're oisim besudason, that or the Baal Bayis is sitting there, where obviously he doesn't care either. So then they do regular birchas hamazon. Now, bizman hazeh, there's an ungenumen that a balabas, even when a person is getting paid b'scharon, there's an ungenumen zach that you don't have to deduct wages when he davens, or when he benches, or when he washes. Birchas hamazon, you don't do a shortened birchas hamazon. That's the umdena that we assume that's what he is not makbid on. Finish like that in Kuf Tzari Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a gewaldiger beis yoyis over here in Kuf Tzari Aleph. And that was negay for the sugi before that the Mishabura has a bomb kasha. Over here the Gemara says that when they're getting paid bischaron, so the umnim have to say birchas hamazon koilon b'ayin Yerushalayim b'birchas ha'aretz. They take noid lecha and they combine it together with b'ayin Yerushalayim. Zok the Beis Yosef, he brings over here a raya to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Bracha says that lechaira. The Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed to do melacha while you do a bracha. That means, while you're making a bracha, your mind has to be preoccupied with only with the bracha. You can't do something else. You can't take a hammer and bang it into a wall while you're making a bracha. You can't say Asher Yotzar while you're doing something else. No. When you make a bracha, you have to be totally consumed with the bracha and you can't do another maisa. He brings a raya from this sugya, Zok the Beis Yosef. Like the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi. Why? It says over Birchas Hamazon, they have to put both together. The Beis Yosef, why? Why don't they say regular Birchas Hamazon? Why combine two together and continue working while you're doing regular Birchas Hamazon? It's not so hard to bench while you're banging a hammer. Just bench regular and continue doing your job, whatever your job as a poiler or as a woman is. Why do you have to combine it? Zok the Beis Yosef arrived for me like the Yerushalmi in Brachas. That when you make a bracha, you cannot do something else. So the only way we're able to have this poil be mevarach is by combining it together, and because of the fact that he's bitter malacha, so we say combine it together. But we can't say birchas hamazon regular and just work, go back to work while you're saying birchas hamazon, because like the Yerushalmi says, you cannot make a bracha while you're working. And that's relevant, Zokti Beis Yosef, for all brachas. Whenever a person makes a bracha, he cannot do a maisa while he's making a bracha. Atkan, the Lashon of Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzari Aleph. The Mishabura brings this in Kuf Tzari Aleph. He brings this Beis Yosef, l'halacha. In Simon Samach Gimel, Frek de Mishabura, Eitzorich Ian Godel. Why? We just had the Gemara before. That the Poyalim don't have to stop working only by Pasuk Rishon, which you need Kavona for. Masha Enke, when it comes to Perek Sheni, or from Pasuk Rishon and onward, from the second Parsha. Then it says that what? That they continue working. They're oiskim b'malachton v'koirin. That's what we machalik before the brisa. Bezhil oimim oiskim b'malachton v'koirin. They continue reading. And before we said they stop, Loikasha or Pasukrishon Parakshani. Pasukrishon Parakshani. So Pasukrishon, you have to drop and stop while you're working, and Pasukrishani onward, you can continue. So state though clearly that you can continue saying Kriya Shema while you're working. Now, obviously, you can be Mechalik. Kriya Shema is a Kriya Sapasha, and for that, you continue working. Here we're talking about brachas, the basic Yosef Yerushalmi, and brachas, you have to drop and stop. You can't do something while you're working, while you're making a bracha. Obazokta Mishabura, it's mashma over there, that not just Kriya Shema they can continue working, even the Birchas Kriya Shema they can continue working. They can be Oisik Vemelachta. And it brings behead you like Azosh Tetan Beisi Oisim and Simon Samach Bov. So Oibazoi, it's Mamash Astira to this din that we're saying now that it's brought down that you can't do anything while you're making a bracha. He's Midayik that Pasuk Rishon you have to drop and stop. But the Pasuk Sheni, you can continue working. And likewise, Birchas Kriya Shema, you can be a poel, can be working while he says Birchas Kriya Shema. That's a stira to this Yesoi that we're saying now, that B'shas a bracha, you have to drop and stop, and you can't do anything while you're doing a bracha, and that's why they coil Bainu Shlaim together with Birchas Oretz, and the Mishabura blives with the Tzorich Ian Godel. Ayin Shom. Tois over here, it says a chiddush b'chosin Birchas Oretz, that even though it's Birchas Hamazon is the Reise. Afagav dem de Reise heim. Still, they combine two brachas. Yesh koyach biat chachomim laka dov min atoira hoil betrud min melechas balabais. Because they are poilim and they're trudim be melocha, they have the koyach to be oika dov min atoira to put together. We see chiddush that even the minion of brachas is the Reise, not just the etzim bracha. V'chalt v'savot v'rachto, maybe it's sufficient bracha without the minion. So we see over here in Tosfos, he learned that it's all the Reise and it's going to as yesh koyach biat chachomim. Zog du mal weiter. Let's finish till the Mishnah. Zog du mal. Chosen potter mit Kriya Shema. We said a chosen potter mit Kriya Shema Laila Rishoyna until Matzah Shabbos. Now, like we said before, this din is not negabez manazeh because of Yuaro. You're not going to be mechaven any time the way you're supposed to. So why are you suddenly now when you're chosen you can't be mechaven? So you're never able to really be mechaven the way you're supposed to. So that's where chosen is chayiv too. But upon him, the Mishnah says chosen potter mit Kriya Shema Laila Rishoyna. Zog ma'aton rabbonon. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat lo oisik b'mitzvah. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, like we learned in the Gemara earlier, is memayit oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Uvelechtecha v'aderech a special meat, prat l'choson. You need a special meat for choson, because a choson is also a mitzvah. So why is it not nichla on the first meat of oisik b'mitzvah? There it is, because the first meat is on the maisa mitzvah, your potter, or your hoylecha dvar mitzvah. Here the chiddush is, you're trudim b'machsheves mitzvah. You're not doing a maisa mitzvah, you're not going to a mitzvah. Your mind is occupied with the machshava that you're supposed to do a mitzvah. That is a chiddush din that you need a special meat for overlechtecha v'aderech prat l'choson. Mikan omru ha-koinis ha-psula. When you koinis ha-psula, you toru taka in the mitzvah of bia ha-psulim. So you potter. Ves almona yechaya for her. Because almona doesn't have this tear to her. Zog dem oram mai mashma. Omru ha-popa ki derech. Just like a derech. When you're going on a road. It says in the pasuk v'lechtecha v'aderech, ma derech reshus, just like a derech is, you're traveling on your road for your own needs. And over there it says that you're chayev, avochanami reshus, when you're traveling on your road for your own need, then you're chayev. Masha enkein, when you're going for a mitzvah, then you're potter. Frek di gomorrah, mila yaskin on the kazel dvar mitzvah, maybe the road that the pasuk is referring to is also a road of a dvar mitzvah. So it says clearly you're chayev even when you're doing a mitzvah. Vafilo yocham rachmon alikri. So gomorrah, no. A new diak. Im ken lemi kol beleches. Well, then could have said beleches or beshevis. My belechtecha or beshich becha. Why is it belechtecha? Shema mino beleches didoch. You only chayiv when it's your road, not a dvar mitzvah. Who the mechayiv? Or the mitzvahs ptiras when you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you're potter because Isaac with mitzvah potter mena mitzvah. Zog the mal tezayin amid beis. I hochi ma iri akoynis absula. Afi koynis amol enami. Zog teisus that if you say the reason is because of tirda. So then I can be mechalik, and Almona doesn't have a tirda. But now that you're saying the reason is because of mitzvah, we're saying the vart is, because derech is only derech didoch, mashing the mitzvah, you're potter. So an Almona is also a mitzvah. You become a mitzvah, you marry an Almona. So if you call this Almona nami, you should be potter. So the difference is, no. Hocha torid, vachle torid. By a besula, you're a torid, there's a tirda. There's no tirda. So if you're going to ask tirda, if you lost money in the stock market, if your ship is sinking in the ocean, so then you should be potter because you have tirda. Any tirda should be potter if that's the case. We know clearly that a torud is still chayv in mitzvahs. Ovel, and ovel is torud. Chayv in all mitzvahs. Even Talmud Torah is chayv in his mitzvahs that he can learn for Talmud Torah. Sugis of Ma'at Katan, Sugis of Shiva. So Hakoponim is chayv in all mitzvahs. There's one exception. Chutz min ha-tfilin. Tfilin is pot in Shere Nehma ben Pe'er. Tfilin are called a Pe'er. And Ovel is Megulgla be'ofer Sheba Roisha. He puts Efer tachas Pe'er. So that's why he can't wear tfilin. It's an exception. Shenema Pe'er chachovish alecha by Yecheskel. There was a special remez like we had the Gemara earlier. Daf Yud Ches, that he was chayv in tfilin. But a regular Ovel is potter, chutz min ha-tfilin. But all other mitzvahs is chayv on, even though he's torud. So we see clearly that a torud is chayv in mitzvahs. So the Gemara is a big difference. No. Amri, hosom tir de reshus. By an ovel, the reason he's chayv in all mitzvahs is because there's no mitzvah for him to be betirder. There's a mitzvah for him of rechitza. There's a mitzvah of Issa Rechitza, Issa Sicha. Those are the mitzvahs that are Ovel is Mechuyivin. There's no mitzvah for him to be Torud. That's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be Betzar Betorud. It's a Tirdir Rishus. Masheken, when it comes to a Chosen, Laila Rishoyna, or the Adalad Leilas, he's Tirdir the mitzvah. His Tirdir Gufa is a Tirdir the mitzvah. So Tirdir the mitzvah, you need both conditions. You need Tirdir the mitzvah. So a Kurdish Almona, you might have mitzvah, but you don't have Tirdir. Tovas Finos Bayam, you might have Tirdir, but you don't have mitzvah. You need Tirdir the mitzvah. Tirdir the mitzvah is Potter, which is Chosen, because he has Tirdir the mitzvah of Psulim, and that's where his Machshavta is occupied with. He is Potter. And that's the din of Oizk mitzvah, a Tirdir the mitzvah Dafka. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the Tezayin, on the Beis, on the top.